All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we're starting off Animagus with Funbag Fantasy. Return to Funbag Fantasy. You guys know I hate the long-ass fucking sex scenes, but it's Animagus, so I can just hold off and, I don't know, fucking bite the bullet and do it, right? Anyway, let's go ahead and get started. The dinner was splendid. They had a delicious rabbit stew prepared for me, clearly a sign of Bostonhalter's prosperity. And as if there was no other choice, only the best white bread was served with it. As I chewed on a mouthful of white bread, I thought of the female knight I met today. The old general seemed to know her, and what fine tits she had. It hadn't been long since I'd left Roxanne, but just imagining such massive encroaching tits made me think nasty thoughts. I might be a cheater at heart. Maybe it was just how my lover, tits, guided me. Want seconds? Gem Seal was peering over at me. No, I'm good. Are you full? Sure am. Gem Seal laughed and moved her face close to mine. You were thinking of that night girl, huh? Huh? Big boobs, huh? I held my breath. She always knew it. You wanted to touch him, huh? Gem Seal had a dirty little smile as she moved her chest in closer. Her magical orbs approached me. It's because you're in love with boobies. Lol. Wrong. Always denying it. Gem Seal brushed her nipples against me. Oh. Well, I mean, that's what it says there. Ready? She reached her hand out to me. We couldn't do it yesterday. Let's make up for it. What if I say no? If you say no, then I'll say no to that. She was going to have her way. Another celebration for your new post, dirty little Gem Seal. You're the one who loves titty fucks. Gem Seal pressed her boobs into me as she said that. I felt weary from the events of today, but feeling her tits against me like that stirred my loins. She was a succubus through and through, a monster of lust and desire. I undid my pants myself. Well, I'm glad he didn't have any problem with that. Gem Seal kneeled down before me and slipped me between our bountiful melons. Well, here we are again with this. You guys asked for it. Or maybe you didn't. She looked penis-starved. I've never heard of that term before, as she leaned her cute horned head down to take me into her mouth. While smushed in between her lovely bosom, she proceeded to give me a sloppy tit-fuck blowjob. Oh! My voice escaped as the urge to come welled up. The succubus was a force to be reckoned with. Ah! I twisted and jerked my hips upward. Gem Seal's tongue was so gentle and warm, I thought my lower half would melt right off. Whoops. Don't need that on. Are you gonna come already? No. Liar, your tip is already wet. Gem Seal slid her tongue around my tip at magical speeds. My hips flinched upward again. It's cute when your hips writhe, Loot. You love it when I do this with my tongue. Ah, the demon's tongue was just that, a tongue of demonic speed and strength. As she was sealed against my tip, she slobbered noisily and licked with an incredible fury. You wanted to touch and titty fuck right when you saw that night girl, huh? No, I didn't. Lies! Oh yes, you did. I know you love big boobs. Ah, Gem Seal. Will you admit you did? I will. I did. I wanted to touch them. Filthy Loot, your dick was getting hard when you were looking at her. Ah, your tongue is too much. Relax, Loot, or I won't give you a proper titty-fuck blowjob. Huh. I'll have what he's having. Or maybe you want me to do it faster and harder, dirty and sloppy, like this. Glah! Ah! Shamseal! Her tongue attacked and stabbed in my head with an almost unreal force, making me squirm as I was locked in her mouth. My hips were rocking on their own, overtaken by pleasure. You're so cute when you're enraptured like this. Is your tip really that sensitive? Come on, you know it is. No, I don't. A demon never lies. That's a lie. You can shoot your pre-cum. I know it's impossible to endure my titty-fuck blowjob. My patented titty-fuck blowjob, huh? Shamseal, I'm gonna coom! I grabbed Shamseal's head with both hands. She cooed and chuckled as she intensified her licking motion. Her demon tongue was long and thin, insanely moist, and wrapped around the head of my shaft, smashing down on the tip of it. My hips flinched again and again as a warm, stimulating feeling was forcing itself out from within. It's useless to try to resist it. It's useless to try and resist it. I'm gonna dig out all you semen. It's supposed to be your semen. Your dick is so tasty, Luke. Ugh. You're shaking so much. Are you gonna come? Wanna come on me? Shamseal. Do you want me to slobber more? Do you want me to lick more? Just do it! The Nike logo, you know. If you don't tell me, I won't make your penis feel good. I'll just shake my boobs! Quah! I won't fondle you with my tongue. I'm just gonna use my boobs to make you come, okay? Well, you could try it. Suck my dick more, he says. I love it when you're honest. I'll suck out all your semen, okay? Ah, that's... Don't move it so suddenly. Hmm? You want me to move it more? No, I said don't! Ah! Ah! Your dick is so sensitive, Lute. So hard, so wet with pre-cum. I wonder if it wants to come now. I think you know. Wanna come on my boobs? Yeah. Wanna come while my tongue licks your dick pressed in my boobs? Really? I wanna come. Okay, I'll give you a little reward. Just a little more, then I'll use my tits and tongue to make you come. Ah! Good lord, these scenes are just so long, guys. Your dick is so hard. Gotta come! Well, hurry up, brother! your dick is tasty. I want to suck it more. It's so tasty. Shamseal, I can't. If you work your tongue that hard, I can't. I'm gonna come. I'm coming! Oh, no, you don't. I'm gonna work it so hard, you'll die. Oh, finally! Shit! You came. Shamseal. You really do have so much semen. Even after I came, Shemsil continued to gently lick and service my dick. Ugh, ah! I could only moan as my hips shook and my semen flooded out. Ah, incredible. Your semen is incredible. Ah. Sorry. I keep bringing up the menu. Maybe I should squeeze some more. Ah. I can't let it all go to waste. Ah, Shamsiel. What? Want me to shake more? Shamsiel shook her tits violently up and down. Ah. And again, I came all over Shamsiel. You come like a fountain. I mean, it looks like the Arby's chocolate fountain. I know you, like, never go to Arby's. Not Arby's. Arby's doesn't have a chocolate fountain. Fucking, Golden Corral. Golden Corral has a chocolate fountain. And I was always kind of iffy about putting shit in there because, you know, kids would ram food in there, and I don't care if they ram the food in it, but sometimes they ram their whole ass hand in it. I'm like, dude, if your kid had, like, dirt on his hand, then all the chocolate is getting mixed with the dirt and all the... Ugh! That chocolate fountain just the bacteria breeding ground. That's how you get the plague right there. Fucking Golden Corral chocolate fountain. Anyway, it came like a fountain. Shamsiel, no more! That's not what your body says. And again, there should be a R there. You want to come more. No, I don't. Ah, no. I'll never forgive you if you don't come more. Ah. Ah, look, more came out. Ah, I moaned repeatedly. And after I came, Shamsiel danced the tip of her tongue around my hypersensitive head as if searching for the last remaining bits, rather, of pleasure. That alone was enough to make me come just one more time. You have so much loot. Wagging your tongue like that makes me come. Good lord, is he gonna do it again? Like this? Ah! Yep, he's gonna do it again. Man, just... he doesn't run out. Like, his semen is not stored in his balls. They're like... you know, you ever... I mean, this is a crazy question to ask, but you know when you do the thing, you look and your balls actually get smaller. It's like, okay, brah, that's clearly my body telling me I don't have that much more in there. However, there's like, I don't know, he must have stored it somewhere else. Maybe in his ass, I don't know, maybe his ass gets smaller. I don't, that would mean, no, that wouldn't work. Where the hell would you store it? Feet? I don't know, I wouldn't want my feet full of semen, I tell you that. I shook my hips yet again as more semen followed. Shamsiel giggled and whispered to me. I'll titty fuck you again tomorrow. I'll make you ride. Again, she swallowed my tip. Once again, another shot of semen landed directly in the Shamsiel's mouth, because of course it did. Okay. As Lute Hen collapsed from exhaustion, yeah, I'll bet, having been squeezed dry by the succubus, the three old generals convened in secret. That was a surprise. Quite. We run into him at the strangest of times. It was just a bit too soon. For which? That's already... The Deceptress or the Upstart? It may have been too soon. We attempted to strike the Deceptress, but perhaps leaving it would have been better for our kingdom. True, we may have been mistaken.
We
What bastard's luck he has. If we hadn't been there, he surely would have been taken. Rumor is that luck's all he's had thus far. At any rate, we must bring him down. We cannot have him as commander any longer. We could have him command an assault right away. He would surely make a fatal mistake much sooner. We'll have issues later if we lose too many men. What if the enemy takes the opening to invade? Vakenheim's son is at least capable of that much. True! If we just have them fight one-on-one, it would be over immediately. They'll never accept. There must be some other way. Assassin! An assassin hired by us? That may be a brilliant plan. General Felsen! If we do, we'll know if his story this morning was a lie. That much is true, but hiring an assassin to kill the commander... Not to kill, just to test. But if the plan is uncovered, the ramifications... Quiet your voice, what if someone overheard us? Impossible for a man's ears. Either way, let's consider it once more tomorrow, assassination included. These damn generals. The old general's left, being replaced by an impatient figure. It was Shamsiol. What if there was someone listening? And that someone was a demon. Maybe I should tell Loot. Shamsiel was already awake and looking at me when I opened my eyes. Morning. You were awake? Sleepyhead. Well, the titfuck yesterday was intense. Did it feel good? It felt insanely good. Shamsiel moved her face close to mine and kissed me. Wanna know a secret? Did you find out something? Wanna know? Yeah. Okay, kiss me. As instructed, I pressed my lips to hers. Your kisses feel so good. Shamsiel. Now I'm all wet. Shamsiel looked at me with horny eyes. So what's the secret then? The generals are planning... Rather, the generals are planning something. Something? Some kind of scheme to knock me down? I wish it would stop there. What, they're gonna defect? They aim to kill you. Huh, me? I was suddenly very shocked. I knew those old generals didn't like me, but I didn't think they'd go that far. Prime Minister Bernstein, on the other hand. That man had a dark and deceptive aura about him. He was dangerous, yet cunning. But I didn't see... I didn't sense any trickery from the generals. I laughed it off as a joke. They're rotten old men, yeah. But the higher you rise in ranks, the more rotten you get, I guess. You're not rotten, Loot. Just dirty. Talking about yourself again? I'm gonna squeeze you dry later. Haha. Yes? Please excuse me. I've brought your breakfast, Commander. Thanks. Excuse me. Every day, something to be thankful for. Yeah, I get to eat in my room, different than at Bone. Let me feed you the soup. Sure. Okay, say ah. Ah. Here you go. Nom. Is it yummy? Tastes like conspiracy. Well then, Sir High Commander, enjoy your conspiracy soup. When I finish eating, Wan Kong and the three generals gathered in my room. I was about to go over to Aide's room, but he scolded me, saying I was the commander and just to stay out, to stay put. Sorry, let me do that again. I was about to go over to the Aide's room, but he scolded me, saying that I was the commander and to just stay put. Since I was the leader of Boston Halter Castle, we have meetings in my room. As far as past efforts go, we once dug a tunnel under the castle to plant explosives. And? The walls were inordinately solid and the efforts were moot. We managed to find one weak spot, but our men were discovered and killed. Sloppy. How about a siege? The enemy castle boasts a powerful cannon preventing direct approach. We've lost many men doing just that. We have cannons as well. Their cannon has the longest range of any in the kingdom. Moreover, it was designed by the late Wackenheim himself. What if we poison the moat? The water flowing in their moat is also connected with Bostonhalter City. We'll suffer great damage if we poison the moat. What a place to make a fort! Can't we match them on any front? Unfortunately, no. But if we abandon the castle, Boostenhalter City will be open to invasion, forcing us to retreat entirely. Felsen shook his head, somewhat conceitedly. And how about the weapons depot? It is completely empty. Our previous commander used all the munitions on a failed night assault and also lost his life in the process. Must all our commanders be fools? Unbelievable. The fact is that we have no plan. We can merely stand idle and watch. So you suggest we just hang up our armor? What of our pride? It's not about pride at this point. Pride is the most important matter in all matters. If we die, our pride means nothing. We'll take pride after our victory. But? It's as One Coin says. Standing by is important in war as well. It's One Coin! General Felsen didn't respond. General Zant just groaned and folded his arms. It seemed as though he didn't want to delay in launching an assault. Do you have a suggestion, General Slam? We'll lose no matter how we fight. The three generals were quiet. In other words, no plan. I choked back a yawn. We can lure the enemy general in with a truce and kill her. You think that deceptress will fall for it? If we claim to accept all her terms, then perhaps. That's the daughter of Vakenheim we're talking about. Do you not know her skill with a sword? Who can stand up to that witch? Wait, Vakenheim's heir is a woman? I asked a basic question. He had no sons. His daughter carries his name. Oh, she's a good fighter, huh? You arrogant fool! Well, excuse me. You ignorant fool, you would be skewered in a heartbeat. Sir Felzen! I've said it before and I'll say it again. I refuse to acknowledge this bumpkin's authority as commander. Does he look capable of commanding an army? That is not! Just say it, One Coin! It is One Coin! This filth is a general of nothing. He has no brains or brawn. Are you aware of his standing at the Knight Academy? He was last, and I have to follow his orders. I'll give you a piece of advice. If you have a shred of sense, you'll quit this post and return to the back country. And if I say no, I'll cut you down where you stand. The air grew hostile. General Felsen stood up and drew his sword, much to the surprise of the other three men. The first to cower was General Schlamm, unexpectedly. I'll offer this, however undue. Draw your sword. I don't think we'll be able to take Vanderbalt Castle fighting amongst ourselves, though. Silence, young fool. Do you think you can face my sword? No, I'd probably lose, and might even be worse, empty-handed. General Felsen was originally a well-known martial artist. He had apparently never lost a fist fight. Damn. Quickly draw. I'll give you an honorable death. Can we do this another time? I haven't done my recon yet. I was thinking tomorrow. You think there's a tomorrow for you? Oh, jeez. Weakling! And you call yourself a man! Well, I do have one, so I dropped my pants just to be sure. Eh, fool! Who said to remove your pants? Oh, so I don't have to? What nonsense are you speaking? I can't endure your stupidity! I'll cut you down immediately! Just as General Felsen raised his sword. The enemy's attacking! A loud shout can be heard from the hall. Report! Bandits invaded the castle! The bandits, you say? How many are there? Just one! And in broad daylight, too! I'll make them pay with my sword! The four men all left my room in a flurry.
侵入だって。
An enemy invasion, they say. Shamseal had a silly grin. Followed by a demon invasion. We've been invaded for a while already. Shamseal laughed. Lucky as usual. That old guy might have killed you if an intruder didn't show up. She's not wrong. I don't think he would have really done it. Kind of dishonorable. Can't be sure. It's a rotten group. That it is. Ha ha ha. The door opened. It seemed that Juan Coln had returned. Did you catch the... I stopped, confused. It was the female knight I saved yesterday in town. She snuck into my room all alone. So you are here. The female knight, having found me, glared at me sharply. She had a totally different aura than yesterday. Yesterday must have been for show. She glanced around the room and exhaled sharply from her nose. So the security here has fallen this low. So how's it going? How's it going? What kind of nerves are you made of? The normal kind. You're funny. Did you make it home yesterday? You weren't attacked again, were you? Are you seriously asking me that? Well, yeah. You must be a damn idiot or a damn genius. Whichever you prefer. You're a strange one. There's an intruder, so you should be careful. Are you actually Loot Hend? Well, yeah. And you're actually the new commander? That's me. Has the king lost his mind, or perhaps this is some sort of joke? What are you mumbling about? So you're an idiot. If you stay here, the generals will be back and find you. If you're gonna escape, you should go soon. Perhaps you should be worried about your own life. Why do you think I came here? For a cup of coffee, right? The female knight betrayed a natural laugh. Did I say something funny? I don't feel like killing you anymore. Another time. The female knight left through the window. You're such a joker, Loot. I wonder. Always acting clueless, you play it well. Who was that just now? Huh? You mean, you really don't know? I laughed a bit. Wasn't like I had no idea. Commander, did you see any suspicious characters? Yeah, one was here. What? Where'd they go? They left through the same door they came in. Guards! Guards! The aide called out to the guards and left my room. I figured our strategy meeting was over. What are you gonna do? Help them search? I mean, you already let her go, so... Maybe we should do that recon now. Now? Yeah, right now. That's just like you, Loot. There's someone I want to see, too. Who? Shamseal asked me with a sneaky look. She definitely already knew. You coming? I invited her. Yup. She replied with a brilliant smile. I dressed like a peasant and sneaked out of Bustenhalter Castle. The town was bustling as usual. The commotion in the castle seemed like a distant memory. You look good like that, Loot. I wonder if they'll let me in without suspicion. Maybe I'll get sent back at the gates. You gonna try? I arrived in front of the enemy's castle with Shamseal beside me. Towering above me were intimidating-looking castle walls. The moat was incredibly wide, making me see why a cannon assault would be difficult. I cautiously approached the gate. Halt! What business have you at the castle? I've come to petition. Oh, you're the one we heard about. Yeah, Have you any weapons? I have one that grows and shrinks down here. How vulgar. Pass. I didn't think they would let me pass so easily. The sentry generally believed I was actually a peasant that had come to petition. I suppose I should consider myself lucky. I took a gander around the area. It really was an incredible castle. Impregnable would have been a fair way of describing it. Wow, Loot, you slipped right in, huh? This is a cool castle, more like a fortress. Wanna live here? Nah, feels a little bloodthirsty. You, over there, state your business. The enemy guard moved aside. So about this position, tell me the situation in detail. There was an intruder in our castle and I came to report. What? The female knight was taken aback as she looked me in the eyes. You! Long time no see. Well, actually not really that long. The enemy general just stared blankly at me. When did you come? Just now, so it was true. So your foolishness was just a show. You had me fooled entirely. I was almost fooled myself. She thoroughly examined my face. A bit late for self-introductions, but I'm Commander Gladys von Wackenheim. You're beautiful. And this is where we're going to leave off for you guys. Don't worry. It is Animagus, and we are going to be doing more Funbag Fantasy, so stay tuned. At any rate, I'm out. We'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner.